This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, celebrate today, not because it's Valentine's Day, but because we have John Rappaport back on the Robert Scott Bell Show to have conversations that you don't hear in many places, maybe any places, besides here when we get together, the way we do it. It's just so wonderful. I'm thinking, John, will you be my Valentine?
Why not? Let's go.
Listen, we got Radio Valentines, man. This is it. We get to talk about stuff that just makes the heart happy, despite the serious nature or discussions we do have. Those of you who don't know, we've got linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, links to nomorefakenews.com, as well as Super Don figured out a way to bypass the censors for now as we platform hop and do other things, where you can also, in addition to the radio feed through GCN or a syndicated radio show, you can go to robertscottbell.com and you'll see the live feed available to you when we are indeed live. And you can go to robertscottbell.com/listen and you can catch all the different podcast sites as well, where you can catch it after the fact as well as live. So with that, again, some of the articles we may discuss, one was so brilliant that John Hewlett, our buddy from Cardio Miracle, brought it up on the air on Friday. Said, oh my gosh, have you seen John Rappaport's latest about a patient grilling a doctor off the record about COVID? And you guys got to read it. It's linked up. Maybe we'll talk about it. But for now, John brought up to me one of our favorite discussion points, medical dictatorship, or some people have called it doctatorship. How did we get to a place in America and the West, much of the Western world, where a doctor, a physician, an MD, or even a PhD, if it's in the medical or pharmaceutical realm, it's like when they speak, it's like the word of God. It's like Mount Ararat, the tablets Moses brought down, and somehow we've got to a point where we just blindly accept pronouncements from people in white lab coats that you call, you know, members of the church or priestcraft in the church of biological or pharmaceutical mysticism.
Yeah. You know, it's kind of like experiencing serial shocks to the system every once in a while. Say, wow, wait a minute. How did we get here? What is going on? All these people all around the world that are falling into line. And yes, of course, the government is enforcing this, and they will use punishment and force if necessary, but most of the time, it's not necessary because you've got untold numbers of people that accept what these medical talking heads are saying. And it's quite amazing because it functions as a dictatorship. They speak, people obey. How did this happen? How could this take place where people, many people, not including us, of course, ask no questions. If you bring up certain issues to them, they'll automatically reject them as irrelevant because they've gotten the word from on high, and that's all they think about or care about. How does this medical dictatorship really work, the brainwashing and so on? It's an amazing phenomenon. in one article, I can't remember whether it's been published yet or not, I say, if Hitler, Stalin, Mao had ever realized that they could have done this somehow without really firing a shot or very few shots and could have gotten a whole population to fall in line with a fake pandemic and imprison themselves in their homes and not even go to work unless they were permitted to, they would have jumped on this in a second. But it never occurred to them that such a thing would even be possible. And yet now, here we are. Here are all these people giving in, obeying, believing, having faith in some guy, as you say, in a white coat or in a suit, who's a PhD or an MD, saying the virus is attacking everybody and here's the only thing we can do to try to stop it and blah, 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 blah. It's astounding.
Yeah, John, I've been urging people to get back together again and get to their communities. If they can't go to church, meet in your home, for goodness sake. Invite your neighbors over and start talking about things, anything. I don't care what it is. Obviously, the subject will come up about, hey, what do you think about the pandemic? What do you think about the mask? It's like, and then you're going to find out. Most people go, yeah, I think it's kind of strange. It's kind of silly. I'm just kind of going along because I think it's polite. And then you look at your neighbor that says, yeah, I thought the same thing. And suddenly you're like, whoa, why are we being polite? Neither one of us want to wear these masks or think they're worth anything. And yet the fear of interacting on a human basis, which has been throughout humanity part of what we are, socialized social beings, if you will, has been so complete that, as I said, even people that would be normally suspicious of, for instance, medical pronouncements, suddenly are now just, and have been for a while, falling into line. Now, you and I have talked about this extensively over the years. I bring up the germ theory, and I had Dr. Andrew Kaufman on last week, which was great, after having Cowan on, Tom Cowan, last year. Great discussion of terrain concepts that are different and distinct, and yet so few, percentage-wise, even have ever heard of these things, that these are the people that are considered the outliers. They're almost heretics, if you will, rather than intelligent physicians who are asking serious questions about the basis for proclamations that we should all live in fear of something, a germ or a virus in this case. And, you know, to bring up what you're pointing out is you just the shock to the system is like, dude, how did we get here? And as I argue it, it's 150 or so years in the making.
Absolutely. I mean, if this were a political program, if some political party had as its platform, we're going to imprison everybody in their homes, we're going to force you to wear masks and keep your distance from other people, and the other political party said, wait a minute, you know, and an argument broke out, this would never get off the ground. People would say, what are these crazy people arguing about? We're not going to stay in our houses and shut down our businesses and go broke and wear masks. I mean, it's crazy. But when it's presented as medical truth, all of a sudden you've got untold numbers of people that are saluting and obeying. So, yeah, we have to go back in history in order to see how this all developed and why the forces that be, certain forces that most people have not even been aware of, have been pointing toward this day for a long time.
Yeah, we're living in the fallacy of authority or authoritarians. You know, proclamations, if they come in a certain box with a ribbon and a bow or a white lab coat, as we talk about, they have a PhD or MD by their name, we're supposed to believe that it's an objective truth, right? And it can't be questioned. To question it is heresy. Of course, it risks, what, ostracization, if I could say that. You know, I got together, as I've been talking about, there are people openly calling for folks to just get together in homes. Just visit your neighbors. Make a plan. Don't even have an agenda if you don't want. Come together. And then, you know, one of the stories, I did this last week, and it was just amazing. Group of people from all different backgrounds, blue collar, white collar, anything, coming together, no mask, looking at each other and going, yeah, this is pretty ridiculous, and telling stories, sharing stories. One of the stories a lady said is like she was riding in her neighborhood and saw this elderly woman, like in her 80s or 90s, still driving, in fact, doing things like delivering things to families in need. And she can barely walk, apparently. She fell down, bloodied her knees, fell on, bloodied her head. And she's there, across the street, walks out to help her. In the meantime, a neighbor across the way runs out and yells, "Where's your mask?" Right? Because the woman trying to help this woman. I'm like, can you see this elderly woman is bleeding and in trouble? And your first concern and only concern is, where's your mask? And of course, you tell this story, you're like, you're making that up, but we're talking about real life in a neighborhood. This is what happened across the street. And if we can be so convinced that it's much more dangerous to breathe without a mask than it is to, you know, than the concern we would have for a human being in trouble, you know, we've really lost our way, and that's an understatement. And I think that only by getting together and telling those stories do we see the absurdity in it, and maybe even this person sees people coming together this way, and maybe it breaks through this delusion or illusion that she has to live in fear. She sees her neighbors now not living in fear. And I think we have to be living examples, because it's not enough to talk about it or, you know, make fun of people. You know, we don't want to do that because that doesn't help. But, I mean, we've got to be living examples to show them that we're not afraid.
Yeah, because there is a thing called peer pressure, and there's a reverse of that thing, which is, I guess you could call it peer liberation.
Mm.
If people see other people who are not afraid, then they begin to think, well, wait a minute, what's going on there? Gee, if there's all kinds of people who are not afraid and sitting around together, then maybe I don't need to be afraid. Maybe I've been looking in the wrong place at the wrong people. Like this guy in Florida, I think it is, who has a health food store where he doesn't require masks.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember his name at the moment, but he's been interviewed, and he's very forthright. And he says, if people want to wear masks, it's fine with me, but they don't have to, and my employees don't wear them, and nobody's gotten sick.
Mm-hmm.
And we're doing great business here. People are coming in every day and shopping, and the mood is...
Dude, that can break the hypnotic cycle. Hold on, we got to take a break here. John Rappaport, my guest host here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, co-host, I shall say. We'll be right back with more powerful conversation.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, John, sorry I had to interrupt. We were getting the break there, but you were talking about the business owner in Florida talking about something that could break what I believe is the hypnotic cycle, because it's not just words. It's like, here, I'm telling you my story. This is my business. I tell people they can wear a mask. They don't have to. My employees are not. No one's getting sick. And now you're confronted with perhaps an uncomfortable reality temporarily that you've bought into a lie, which is the hard part, and that's how they kind of control us, because we don't want to believe we've been deceived. Our egos get in the way. We're like, no, I couldn't be duped like that. And I tell people all the time, any of us could be duped at any given time, and never to get too cocky about it, even though I believe that I and John Rappaport can read through the so-called medical matrix very well, and it's very hard to dupe us, because we have some principles and experience behind on this, but many people haven't, and they're going to need something else to help break them from that hypnotic sleep state.
Exactly. So people go to shop at this store, for example. They look around. A lot of people are not wearing masks. Nobody's worried. And at first, it may be a shock. They think, gee, this is not good, whatever. Then they go home. They think about it. Well, you know. They may not reflect on the science or the data. It's just an experience they've had now, which runs counter to everything they've been told. And they begin to wonder, suppose these people in the store are okay, and suppose everybody else is just obeying without really knowing why. Should I think about this? Should I consider it? And then if there were 10 of these stores and more people suddenly the seesaw would begin to swing in the opposite direction. It's the way people tend to react. What is everybody else thinking and doing and saying? And if everybody else isn't thinking and doing the same thing, this is another factor that I find very strange and troubling, which is this idea of everybody being united or unanimous opinion about anything. You hear a lot of propaganda about that politically, but it's a great idea if everybody is, the country should be united. Really?
No.
United about what? Behind what? On what basis would we all think the same thing or agree to the same thing? How would that happen? And my contention is it would only happen through propaganda. That's really the only way. It's not something natural. It's being proposed as something natural. Well, in a natural state and setting, everybody would agree on everything. We'd all be together. I don't think so, not at all. What could happen, however, is that people would be tolerant of each other's views and carrying on, let's say, reasonable discussion and conversation without feeling that they have to censor or obliterate somebody else or certain ideas in a free and dynamic kind of atmosphere. Yes, that's possible, but that's not unification. Mm-hmm. Unification is a synthetic state that's artificially created by messaging and propaganda. That's the only way it really can occur. And more people have to recognize that. I mean, that's the way you establish a medical dictatorship or some other kind of tyranny where everybody is thinking the same thing. And then you discover, to your horror, that the promised land, that picture that was being painted, the paradise that would occur when everybody is thinking the same thing, is the opposite of paradise. It's a tyranny.
Right. And where is the thing we are all supposed to believe and be unified and fought on? It typically is, as we know now, as we open today on a medical dictatorship basis, it's the fear of the germ. You must comply when we tell you to be scared because there's something that only we can identify and find. And, you know, in your recent article, which is actually quite funny, it's hard, as you say, to talk about it, but read it, about asking your doctor about the tests themselves and everything else. And you say, well, what is this thing really? And we ask that question all of the time, and maybe we answer it to some degree, or maybe we just open-end it for people to come to their own conclusions. But we don't come at it with an authoritarian dictatorship scenario. I want people to be free to think and critically think and come to their own conclusions. We're going to do that some more on the other side of this break here with John Rappaport on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Sciences back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
U.S.
USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. The Senate acquitted former President Donald Trump in his second impeachment trial. Trump found not guilty of inciting the deadly January riot at the U.S. Capitol. Impeachment manager Representative Jamie Raskin tells NBC's Meet the Press.
I think that we successfully prosecuted him and convicted him in the court of public opinion.
Seven Republicans found Trump guilty. The final vote of 57 to 43 fell short of the 67 guilty votes needed to convict. A 7.3 magnitude earthquake in northeastern Japan injured well over 100 less than a month before the 10th anniversary of the Fukushima disaster of 2011. Tokyo Electric Power Company, the utility that runs the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant, said there were no radiation leaks. Residents are cleaning up from the quake, which triggered a landslide that damaged buildings and high-speed railway lines and knocked out power for thousands. This is USA Radio News. The first vaccine to fight the coronavirus in Japan has been formally approved. Distribution is underway with the first inoculations within days, months behind the U.S. and many other countries. Japan's health ministry approved the vaccine co-developed and supplied by Pfizer and BioNTech. Researchers say the U.K. variant of the coronavirus is likely more deadly. Here's USA Radio's Dan Naraki.
Scientists in the United Kingdom say that the coronavirus variant that was first identified in their country likely has a higher risk of death than other variants. A new document released Saturday shows that the UK variant has led to more hospitalizations and deaths, though researchers aren't yet sure why. They do say that the vaccines currently available are effective in preventing serious illness from the strain.
Officials in Germany concerned of the spread of the coronavirus variants have implemented tighter border controls that took effect at midnight. Access is limited to German citizens and residents, truck drivers, transport and health services workers who have to register online and show a negative coronavirus test. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Thanks as always for being on board here. This is our first broadcast of the week, and we go out live syndicated radio through GCN or home and broadcast radio syndication. If you can't get enough of the Robert Scott Bell Show, and let's frank, who can? Come on. Be like all the cool kids and keep joining us Monday through Friday, 3 to 5 Eastern, and then some. We do bonus time as well. Just come on over to robertscottbell.com. You'll also see links to our good friend, my good friend, John Rappaport at nomorefakenews.com. Sign up for email alerts there and here, and you'll be kept, let's say, abreast of perspectives that you won't hear in many other places And certainly the threats of deplatforming are very real. We've been banned and censored on many, many outlets, but we continue to evolve and find ways to get the message out and keep it getting out there so you can think a little bit more clearly. Now, we're talking, John, about uniformity of thought. We shall be unified. Unity, unity. What is unity? And I hear this from, you know, the Biden and Biden administration and people on that side of the so-called political fence, and they're talking about unity. We must come together and unify. I'm like, in what? Unless, for me, where I find a good place to be uniform is defensive differences. Defensive thought that is different, recognizing that we're all different, but maybe we can come together on one thing, that we believe in the freedom to be different, to acknowledge freedom and acknowledge that that's a good thing, not a bad thing, and that great things come from freedom.
Exactly. Exactly. So, as you pointed out, the thing that we're supposed to be unified about is fear of the germ. That's what has been promoted since the beginning of this whole lunatic episode. And that has been propagandized for, as you said near the top of the show, 100, 150 years now, mm-hmm. in order to drill it into everybody's heads that this is the cause of illness, this is why people are not healthy, this is what happens to people when they're not looking. There is no way to know where or when the germ is going to attack. And then if you don't feel well, that's why. And the only remedy is to see the doctor, who will be able to figure out which germ it is and then give you a drug. A drug to kill the germ that is supposedly safe, but rarely is. So that becomes the overarching theme, that this is the subject of unification is fear of the germ. And I think I've mentioned this before, but way back in the Stone Age when I was in college, there was one of these seasonal flu episodes. I think it was called the Asian flu, 1957-58. And suddenly, out of nowhere, everybody was told to go get a vaccine. It was the first time that I'd ever experienced anything like this. The idea that we were being overtaken by some disease and that we should get vaccinated. And there was a campus of about 1,000 students out in the country, so it was all very encapsulated and enclosed. And my first thought was, this whole thing sounds ridiculous. Why would I be afraid of catching the flu? I mean, nobody is telling me why this might happen. I knew that they were talking about some kind of a germ, but there was no evidence or information as to how this might happen, that I would be attacked by a germ, and the whole thing sounded absurd. And so I never went to get the vaccine and never got sick and brushed the whole thing off as some kind of a farce, mm-hmm. in line with other farces from the college administration. And I guess that was the beginning of my suspicion that this whole thing was just some sort of errant propaganda.
It's a fascinating aspect of what is it that caused you to wake up and see through the propaganda all the way back when the pressure was much less. There was not a total control of all media and overwhelming our own critical thinking skills, etc. And yet, yes, some people fell prey to it. Others looked around and said, I don't see anything really happening here. So I think about back historically the era in which you grew up in. And what you witnessed, the transformation to today. I mean, it's quite profound because it wasn't always, even though there were authoritarians in government and media, etc., it was distinctly, I don't know, less intense. Can I say it that way? Less intense?
Mm-hmm. Less centralized. Things seemed further away than they do now to most people. In other words, in those days, somebody said Asia, and I thought, wow, that's a long way from here. Now somebody says China, and because of, you know, we're all phones, internet, this, that, whatever, airplane travel, people think of everything as being much closer, therefore potentially more threatening, which we are told, of course, over and over again is the case, when I would deny that absolutely. But the atmosphere was much, much different then. It was kind of, it seemed to me like a feeble signal that had been sent out from central headquarters. Now is the time to be afraid and get vaccinated. Oh, my goodness. I can hardly hear it. Who cares? Now it's the bullhorn, and it's the television.
It's relentless.
24/7.
Yeah. John, I think about some of the claims during the COVID crazy year we've been living in. And, you know, suddenly China again, right? And you covered extensively when this SARS came out in early, mid-2000s, if you will, and we covered that together as well. And this instantaneous jumping of, you know, oceans of things. Oh, air travel, that explains everything. Like, you had this in Wuhan, and suddenly in Italy, people are dying. Like, blink, what? And then they have this plausible ability at this point to go, oh, yeah, that's how it worked. And it's the same thing everywhere. And, you know, we've also talked about that one, that idea that one thing causes everything. You know, and we know it's this. And, like, you know, I keep putting on, you know, you have a belief about this thing, but you haven't actually shown me where, in fact, it's doing all of the things that used to be this, this, and this. You know, kind of like the discussion we've had about where did the flu go? Oh, it's down by 96%. Well, what happened? Did they finally nail that flu shot and everybody got it and it was 100% successful? I mean, no. I mean, they literally take what was something else and made it what they wanted it to be, and very few people questioned it. Even in the face of seeing it and we're reporting on it, they still can't see it. The cognitive dissonance runs so deep.
Yes. It's a kind of a shell game. We'll switch the pea under the shell from here over to there. We'll call it something different, and then everybody can be afraid of that. And that's the game that they've been playing for really a very long time. This is not the first time they've tried that. And I occasionally will get emails from people. Somebody will say, well, I was very sick in 2009, so I know that the virus, the swine flu virus, was very serious then. Really? How do you know that? How do you know that it was the virus that made you sick in 2009? Well, because there was a pandemic and the papers and the media and the government and so on, H1N1 virus. And blah, 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 blah. Well, that's what they said. But, I mean, how do you know that you were sick in 2009 because of what they were calling a virus? Well, that's what the doctor told me. I see. The doctor told you. How does he know? I don't know. He just knows because he's the doctor. And it all dribbles away that way. People assume, well, I was very sick 3 months ago. It was really bad. I couldn't get out of bed for a week and so forth. So when I was diagnosed with COVID-19, I want everybody to know this is really serious stuff because I was very sick. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever been that sick before? Well, yeah, sure. I mean, back in 2003, I had a real bad case of the flu. And were you able to get out of bed? No, I wasn't able to get out of bed for a week. Similar to 2020. Yeah, quite similar. Yeah. Both times were really bad. So is anything coming through to you? No, what do you mean? What do you mean? What do you mean? Well, you assume that in 2020, because you were sick, must have been SARS-CoV-2, the virus, because that's what everybody was talking about. But you were sick in 2002 in the same way, before this virus ever apparently existed in humans. But you don't give that any credence whatsoever. I mean, the whole thing is like a paper-thin fiction fairy tale that people tell themselves as if they know what's really going on when they have no clue.
Well, and of course, the evidence that you were sick and it was really bad is not, in fact, evidence that what you read in the paper or heard about was any had anything to do with it necessarily. I mean, that, but the point is we've been programmed, and, you know, I have to remember back to when I was, you know, raised pharmaceutically, John, and then I woke up, you know, quite extraordinarily. You know, I believe it was answers to prayers ultimately, but I had to learn techniques to be able to see through lies, deceit, deception, hypnosis, waking up from the hypnotic state. And I'll add, we got about a minute before we have to wrap up this particular segment, and we got another one. But you've also invested in those techniques to help teach people how to wake up from that hypnotic state.
Yes. If a person doesn't see a different possibility than the one that they're being told to accept, it's very difficult to wake up. But as soon as you start seeing alternative possibilities and explanations for all sorts of things, then your mind opens up and you no longer just simply obey.
Well, and obedience is one thing. If you're raising a dog, good luck if it's a cat. There's limitations there. But, you know, the thing is that they're training us like cats, dogs, cattle, or whatever, to not question a reality that is thrown over us like a blanket. And, you know, for those of us that peer up from the blanket and see in a completely different reality, of course, we look strange to those who are still asleep and, you know, wearing masks and not, you know, actually engaged in being present and seeing what's really happening and helping someone in need out or allowing others to help them. We're going to do that as we wrap up this hour with John Rappaport after this break. Again, links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
When you come on over to robertscottbell.com, you're going to see some changes in the coming weeks and even now where you can actually see and hear the show live at robertscottbell.com because of all the censorship and deplatforming that's happening. They don't like messages of independent thought, critical thinking, things that challenge the reality of the authoritarian dictatorship or doctatorship, if we call it from the doctor medical perspective. And as I said, you know, keep on coming, supporting those who support us. If you become a patron supporter of the Robert Scott Bell Show, we appreciate that. We do Ask Me Anythings. In fact, tomorrow, the 15th of February, we'll be doing that 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific for our patron supporters. John also has been teaching courses, classes for many years on how to wake up. You know, some of you already have woken up a little bit. You want to know, hey, what can I do more to see through this stuff? John, can you let folks know that might not know of all the opportunities they have with you?
Sure. If they go to my website, nomorefakenews.com, they'll see three large collections that I've put together over the years called The Matrix Revealed, Exit from the Matrix, Power Outside the Matrix. I'll give a quick sketch. On the one hand, there is this area of critical thinking, logic, research, investigation, where people can learn how better to delve into a subject independently for themselves and find out what's actually going on, which opens up new thoughts, new ideas, new evidence, new conclusions, rather than just accepting a unified point of view that's delivered by government, by media, by medical people, etc., etc. And I've had a lot of experience in this area, 38 years now working as a reporter. And so I've compiled a lot of information on how to do that, how to research, how to investigate, what independent thought is really all about, how to use logic and critical thinking and examine what is being presented to you as fact when it's actually masquerading as fact, and it's really fiction or opinion that somebody is trying to make sound authoritarian. And there are many, many ways of breaking that mold and doing it well so that you arrive at your own conclusions, not mine, but yours. And the other main highway, I would say, has to do with imagination, which I touched on at the end of the last segment, and that is, if a person is not operating at all with their own imagination to consider other possibilities, other alternatives, and this applies to all manner of areas, a person's own life, well, I'm living this life, yeah, but do you want that life? Do you believe it's the only possibility, or can you imagine other roads you might take to do other things with other outcomes and imagine them in ways that are real enough so that you can actually, in a way, experience them and see whether maybe this is the time for to strike out on a new path and so on.
Mm-hmm.
And I consider this absolutely essential. By opening up the imagination, then a person begins to see, well, society generally is organized on the idea that we should all be programmed so that we follow the same dictates and the same ideas and thoughts. And this is handed down to us. It's a way of control. And the opposite way of operating in freedom and individual creativity and power is to open up the imagination so that you say, right, well, okay, so this is one way of looking at things, but it's by far, far from the only way.
No,
and
folks,
I present exercises on how to do this.
John, I wish we had time to go through those exercises, but I will encourage everybody to go to nomorefakenews.com and find out about Matrix Revealed. More, right? The power outside the matrix. And it's just so much that we can do to out-create the artificial reality being induced into us through mechanisms of, media control and even social media control. If you can imagine it, it can become real. And they are corrupting your imagination or destroying it and placing their own thoughts in your head. And, folks, you don't have to go down that road. You can see a different future. You can see a different present. Therefore, you can live one, too. And we'll continue to bring that power to heal everything and anything back to you here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Thanks, John Rappaport, my friend. Appreciate you. Happy Valentine's Day.
You too, Robert. Thank you.
All right, back after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Barretero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with this energy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com or link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.